Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Iran, the black bull awaiting slaughter after witnessing the slaughter of the white bull and the red bull. The Iranian regime mobilized its full capabilities, its economy, armed forces, Revolutionary Guard, Quds Force, and its proxy party in Lebanon more than 14 years ago to save America's agent Bashar al-Assad and his regime from collapsing under the feet of the blessed Syrian revolution. Yet it never once considered establishing military bases for itself to install missile systems or deploy aircraft to deter the Jewish entity when the time came to discipline it. This alone proves that Iran is a failed state, lacking political or strategic vision and incapable of thinking in terms of deterrence or even protecting itself and its interests in the region. Iran has remained a passive onlooker while the Jewish entity wreaks havoc upon the people of Palestine. It did not lift a finger, nor did it unleash its so-called Quds Brigade against the occupiers. It did not even instruct its party in Lebanon to move against the usurping entity. On the contrary, Iran was killing the people of Syria and violating the honor of Muslims there just to ensure the survival of the Nusayri regime loyal to America. And when America, through its agent, Erdogan, decided to replace Bashar and hand power over to a new secular agent disguised as a revolutionary, speaking in deceptive language, Iran felt reassured that the secular American-aligned regime would remain. Its forces quietly returned to Tehran, as if nothing had happened. During its time in Syria, Iran remained silent in the face of repeated assaults by the Jewish entity on Syrian and Lebanese territories. It stayed quiet, even as the entity destroyed its party's bases in Lebanon, assassinated its leaders, and burned its rusting missiles, platforms that had never been launched in defense of Gaza, even as the limbs of Palestinian women and children were being blown apart by the occupiers' warplanes bombing their mosques, homes, and schools. For years, the Jewish entity has threatened, targeted, and assassinated Iranian leaders both inside and outside Iran, without Iran daring to respond in a way that could salvage its reputation. After decades of building a military arsenal during its war with Iraq and gaining experience in killing innocents in Syria, Iran's responses have been nothing but empty rhetoric, feeble and timid responses that only embolden the Jewish entity to prepare harsher and more painful strikes. Indeed, a painful blow did come, reminiscent of the strike on its party in Lebanon, in which many Iranian military commanders were killed. Iran had neither prepared to repel it, nor did it preemptively strike the Jews. It merely relied on Houthi drones and missiles that the entity intercepts before they reach their targets in Saudi Arabia or Jordanian airspace. Thus, Iran has become the black bull watching the slaughter of the white bull in Palestine and the red bull in Lebanon, awaiting its own turn for slaughter and silence and cowardice. One cannot rely on the Iranian regime to deter the rebellious entity, no matter what responses it gives. They will never reach the level required to eliminate the Jewish entity and uproot the cancer that has spread across the region and entrenched itself in the blessed land of Palestine. Such an honor is not for a regime known only for its treachery and humiliation before America and the Jews, and its cruelty and hostility toward Islam and Muslims in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan. The honor of liberating Palestine and eradicating the Jewish entity awaits the Islamic Ummah on the day it establishes the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate upon the method of the prophethood, which will then lead the armies to fight the Jews following the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقاتل المسلمون اليهود فيقتلهم المسلمون حتى يختبئ اليهودي من وراء الحجر والشجر فيقول الحجر أو الشجر يا مسلم يا عبد الله هذا يهودي خلفي فتعال فاقتله إلا الغرقد فإنه من شجر اليهود. The hour will not be established until the Muslims fight the Jews. The Jews will hide behind rocks and trees, and the rocks or trees will say, O Muslim, O servant of Allah, there is a Jew behind me. Come and kill him, except for the غرقد tree, for it is one of the trees of the Jews. Muslim. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Bilal al-Muhajir, Wilaya, Pakistan.